And so nothing can flow, not only the inner energy in your body, the entire intelligence of the universe cannot fully express itself through that knot. So an amazing power operates in your life when you access that, which is so simple. So it's essential not to get your life, have your life absorbed by the story of me, which is thoughts. It's another way of putting, not to be absorbed, all your attention being devoured by thought. To step out of that, step out of the story as much as possible into the space of now, and then become friendly with the space of now instead of antagonistic towards now. Become friendly with whatever appears in the space of now. That great power lies in that, when you no longer deny internally whatever appears, even if it is death, because sometimes death will appear in the space of now. Whatever appears in the space of now, you become friendly with it. Whatever, because it is. If you talk to physicists, you will see that they tell you there's ultimately what we perceive as separate beings, objects, things, they're all interconnected. There's a vast, the entire universe is one interconnected whole. Everything is part of everything else. It's only on the surface of our sense perceptions where we see everything is separate. The chair you're sitting on, your body, the flower, all a web of interconnectedness. The entire universe is one being, one could say. That means nothing that happens is a separate event. It only appears to be a separate event, and it appears to the mind as if this should not be happening, at least not to me. So when you look at events through the conditioned me entity, you will have a personalized and reactive relationship to whatever happens, and that's very problematic. You have a person that's complaining that this shouldn't be, and you would know. Very personal. Everything becomes a personal insult almost to you, how to your story. How dare you say that to me? How dare he say, how dare he not call me back? How just, he didn't call. He let me down. 3 times he let me down. He didn't come. Are you going again to meet him? No. Keep the story out of it and stay with the simple facts. Nobody lets you down. They either gave you the money or they didn't. They either came or they didn't turn up. That's how it was. And if they didn't turn up, that's how it was meant to be, because every event is connected to the whole. Everything that is an expression of the whole. So there is an inevitability to whatever happens, because if everything is connected, nothing that is could be otherwise. And that's strange. And then the mind says, no, I don't agree with that because there's so many dreadful things. Yes, of course, they're created by the unconscious human mind, most of them. But even there, you're not going to solve the problems of the universe through resentment or anger. This is how it is. And then intelligence operates. And very often what is changes. And even non-disharmonious conditions change. But first, they are allowed. There's the space with which they are being perceived. You look, the power that lies in looking at a situation, just looking. And then intelligence operates from within and without. Miraculous. So that's why we are here, to move into that space, or rather, to know ourselves as that space. So simple.